USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a change of course today, top Senate and House party leaders and then Intelligence Committee leaders from both parties will be briefed on whether an informant was embedded in President Trump's campaign by the FBI and Department of Justice. Politico says that's according to a person familiar with the matter. That latter briefing comes after complaints from Senate Democrats and some Republicans about the administration's initial plans for a briefing of only two prominent House Republicans by the FBI and DOJ. Yesterday at the White House, President Trump said of what he calls Spygate,
"When they look at the documents, I think people are going to see a lot of bad things happen."
New threats by North Korea to pull out of the upcoming summit. It's unhappy now with comments from Vice President Mike Pence suggesting that it could end up like Libya if it doesn't denuclearize. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Gang activity, especially by MS-13, the focus of an immigration roundtable in New York yesterday, where President Trump has plenty to say, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
MS-13 lives by the motto, kill, rape, and control.
President Trump continues to call it like he sees it, referring to extremely violent MS-13 gang members as animals.
They're not people. These are animals.
The president on Long Island for an immigration roundtable where MS-13 responsible for more than 20 murders in the past 2 years.
Missed two birthdays of hers.
His family losing a loved one.
This would have been a day graduating year this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Washington Capitals of the NHL are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1998. The Caps beating the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Final in Tampa. Washington now faces the Vegas Golden Knights for the Stanley Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump may be targeting auto imports for tariffs next. The Commerce Department confirming last night it has launched an investigation to determine if auto imports pose a threat to national security. The Wall Street Journal reporting the Trump administration is exploring the idea of tariffs of up to 25% on imported vehicles. Trump has repeatedly complained that U.S. automakers aren't getting a fair shake in Europe and other parts of the world. The president has already signed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. At least one NFL team says it has no plans to force its players to stand for the national anthem, despite the league's rule change announced yesterday. New York Jets CEO Christopher Johnson telling Newsday that he won't discourage players from kneeling during the anthem, stating he'll pay any fines the league might hand down. The new league rule does require players to stand for the anthem, but they can stay in the locker room if they choose not to participate. Teams whose players don't stand are subject to fines from the NFL. And a Florida craft microbrewery thinks it solved the problem of those plastic six-pack rings that kill wildlife. Saltwater Brewery is working in conjunction with E6PR to create the rings made of what are actually wheat and barley. They would not only serve as a snack for marine life, but they're also biodegradable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.